Paul Money Communications post-game show tonight, powered by the GigaZone. Head coach Tom Ceratori is joining us here outside of the locker room. Boy, Tom, you just can't win in regulation.
Oh, what's that?
Winning in regulation just seems to be a struggle, not just for you, for a lot of teams.
But, I don't know what.
Well,
I
mean, no, it would have been nice to win that thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, obviously, I'm not a happy camper about it with 39 seconds to go. But we got the point. I mean, it's a testament to the guys. We responded. I mean, we were down in the dumps. We were down in the dumps, but again, it carried over into the 3-on-3. We survived it, but we got the point, and now we regroup tomorrow. So it is what it is, Schultze. It can be an ugly game sometimes, and it's a tough game sometimes. You don't get things your way all the time.
Well, the first half of the first 5 minutes of the second period offensively, obviously Michigan Tech really pinned you in. But I thought you did defense. I mean, obviously you want to get the puck and get it out, and that's a long time to have your guys out there in the defensive zone. But they really didn't get any high-quality scoring opportunities out of it. And in the weird way that hockey is, you get it cleared, and then you get the tying goal.
Exactly, Biss. It was weird. Like, it was bad. And it started with our first shift. And we're screwing around with pucks. We're playing with pucks. We're bringing pucks back. We won't go north. And, you're spot on. I mean, now I'm rewinding, obviously, a period and a half, because I was not happy. And they're not going to like some of the video tomorrow with that first 5 minutes. And that's on us. That's on us.
The two goals that they score, Tom, are both to the back door. It might be hard to fathom how you can lose a guy who's sitting literally right next to the net, but what are they doing where all of a sudden there's a guy there and they made a play to him twice?
Well, we needed to be more aggressive on the puck carrier. You cannot let the puck carrier – we were too soft. You can't let the puck carrier inside the dots. That's the one thing. And you almost have to be – you got to be more aggressive on that guy, and you got to force a hurry. I call it a hurry, but you got to force a hurry. And we got to collapse on the weak side, and I'm yelling on the bench to collapse, and we didn't collapse. And conversely, we had to honor our defenseman, honor the guy on the goal line too. So it was a combination of a few things right there. But you're spot on, and we'll have to look at it on tape right there. But I think I saw it pretty clear on the bench. And again, you got to collapse on the weak side. We talk about it all the time. How many 6-on-5s have we had this year? You know, we've been pretty good at it, but. I just thought we were really passive too. I think you got to be more aggressive on the puck carrier.
I thought you guys did pretty well though once you got the lead in the third period, up until that point where you give up the goal. Even when they had the extra attacker for a minute and a half, just you guys seemed to be really in control of the game. Just that one little letdown, but otherwise playing with the lead in the third period, I thought you guys did pretty well.
Well, we did, and but again, that's all it takes is one mistake, right, or one breakdown, and that's what happens in this game.
Your fourth line played a lot tonight, Tom. How much confidence did you have in them tonight?
Well, I put Jackson Panzer out in the 3-on-3, so that should tell you right there.
I believe that was my exact quote.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is going through your mind in 3-on-3 when you see a 2-on-0 headed the other way against Matias?
I buried my head. And then I think that was Kirkland who came from behind and kind of saved the day too. It was Kirkland, I think, again, who kind of broke up the play. Or at least the second part of that, I think they had a second chance opportunity, and Kirkland kind of poked it, and that's when he knocked the net off.
He'll take the extra point.
Yep, we will.
Be greedy tomorrow night,
right,
Tom.
Bye.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here. It's our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.